you're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. All right. Welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 20.
Yay.
I know. We finally reached, I think this is going to be our last episode of this season.
Yes.
We kind of made a decision that we're going to do 20 episodes a season. We're going to still record, but then we'll take like a little break for posting, and then we'll start posting for season two. And I think that'll be a good idea just because like hockey season is about to start.
Right.
So it'll kind of be like a different perspective maybe.
Kind of a transition.
Yeah. As opposed to, I feel like kind of a lot of our episodes up until this point have been, I don't want to say like informational or educational, but we've just been kind of talking about all the different aspects of hockey and things we've dealt with and things like that. But I feel like in the second season, it might be like more real world issues and discussions.
Right.
And who knows? We kind of just randomly pick stuff to talk about sometimes.
Don't plan ahead a whole lot.
That's right. But we enjoy doing this. So we, you know, we just want to continue on and, you know, keep on trucking.
Yeah. But episode Thanks for 20, everybody for being here.
That's right. I mean, 20 episodes is a pretty good.
I know.
I mean, accomplishment, really.
I think so.
I think so, too. So, and Emily hasn't gotten tired of me yet. And
you haven't gotten tired of me. Haven't said anything.
No, I know, right? I have not disclosed. There's been a few times that I've, like, texted her after I've, like, edited the podcast. I'm like, man, I talked a lot. I'm sorry. So.
Well, I'm always like, no, I need you to talk because I'm not a talker.
I know. So, I apologize. If you get tired of my voice, I apologize. But I am a talker and I can't help it. So, but yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, man, Morgan was, like, had too much caffeine that morning or something. Like she was really on a roll. But anyways, back to the 20th episode. Maybe we should have done something more special, but we didn't.
I know. That's okay. Should have made it like a special edition.
Yeah. Anniversary episode. Not anniversary because we need to keep going for it to be anniversary. But down the road, we'll plan a bigger celebration.
The 25th episode.
There you go.
50th for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then
the golden episode.
That's right. The golden episode. Side note, do you ever watch The Golden Bachelor?
No, I haven't. I've like seen advertisements for it. Yeah. I think there's a Golden Bachelorette.
Bachelorette. That's what it is. Yes. Yeah, I watched The Golden Bachelor and it was... I don't know. It's kind of cringy. It was interesting, but kind of cringy.
I'm not real interested in older people's
love life. That's right.
I mean, good for you guys.
That's right. Not your interest.
I don't want to watch it. I'd rather watch Gone Hot People.
Yeah, for sure. Love is Love Island
or
something.
Yeah, I Love Island.
Love is Blind.
With accents.
That's right. Sorry for the, you said golden and just made my brain go a different way. Well, today we decided to talk about in this episode, like kind of like different brands of hockey equipment. Not that we are experts and we are just going to give you so much information that you're going to feel like, you know, super informed. But we've had some real life experiences in the past couple of weeks of like trying to figure out what equipment to buy and kind of like, why would you buy CCM or why would you buy Bauer and why people choose one or the other. And we just thought that would be like a good kind of topic to kind of dive into because it's a real issue.
Right. And the season's coming up. So everybody's trying to make sure all their gear is ready and up to date and fits right.
Yeah.
Like we've outgrown half of our stuff, unfortunately. So it's time to replace.
I know. And I think... It gets a little daunting because you're like, I don't know what the heck to buy. Obviously, you know, like budget probably plays a factor.
Sure.
I did like some very basic research, a couple Google searches. And one of the biggest things that I saw was that you need to consider your skill level and your budget, which makes sense because, I mean, like my four-year-old, he's getting ready to start Little Toros tonight. It's his first little session.
Oh, yay.
I know. He might not need, you know, he needs things that are going to be comfortable and that are fit properly. But does he need the best, most breathable? I don't know. Like, does he need the top of the line equipment?
Right.
You know, if it's like in a tiered system. So for him being 4 years old, he's going to grow out of it. We did get him some new stuff because we didn't have anything to hand down from his older brother because Stell started later. But so we did get him a few new things, but it was still kind of, we were still kind of like middle of the road buying stuff.
Yeah.
But as they get older, I can see how you would maybe spend more money.
Right.
Because their skill level is going to improve.
Yes. It gets more expensive anyway, just as they get bigger.
Yes.
And then, adding, you know. Wanting sharper blades and I don't know. I don't even really know all the differences, but like Chip needs new skates. So I've been reading up on all the different skates, and they have some that are like for the, you know, hobby hockey player. And yeah. then some are just for just skating. They're not hockey skates. And then some are for, you know, the serious hockey player.
Yeah. And you're like, well, where are we?
Yeah. Like which one do I pick? Yeah. I feel like we're more hobby-ish at this point, I guess. Right. But I don't want to, you know, hinder him, handicap right. him.
Pick the wrong one.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's like a range of like, if you're on the ice, you know, 3+ times a week, you should yeah. get this one.
Yeah, that's a good.
If you're on the ice once a week, hobby, you know, you're right. maybe in the yeah. hobby area. If you skate at Christmas time,
you get the.
Yeah, get the basic ones.
Yeah, not hockey skates.
That's right. So I see what you're saying. Like, you're kind of, you don't know what to get. Mm-hmm. And I know you probably think about, like, you're going to have to buy new skates down the road anyways, yes. right? So, like, this is not...
Maybe before the season's over.
Right, right.
And then on the growth spurts.
That's right. So, I mean, again, you don't, like, want to blow your load right now. But, like you said, that's kind of the point of this episode is, like, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place mm-hmm. because here in our area, the only place that we have to buy skates is at our pro shop.
Right.
And they only have so many. They might not have your size. They mm-hmm. might not have the style that you want. I know you were talking earlier another time that like Chip has a little bit wider
he does.
Foot.
Yeah.
And they might not have wide skates there.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I know one thing that my husband had told me, which I did not realize, is that CCM like the normal CCM skate is typically a little bit wider.
Yeah.
So I know like that's what we got Blaine, our 4-year-old, because he has a little bit wider feet, as opposed to like Bauer has a wide version, but I don't say it's a specialty, but it's just
you
like
have to specify.
Yeah.
You want the wide.
And it's yeah. just like any other shoe, you know, I don't have a right. wide foot, so I don't have to buy that, but I know that they make those options, mm-hmm. but a lot of times you have to kind of like special order them or go directly right. to the website. It's not just go to the store and buy them.
Right.
So I think that poses a challenge. And I think that like the width, I mean, obviously the length would be important, but the width too, like no one wants their
squished foot.
No.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable. And I mean, I know I've bought shoes before and they squish my toes and mm-hmm. you don't want to wear them. I can't imagine, you know, we see what they do on the ice. I can't imagine having an uncomfortable
right.
skate.
When you're trying to concentrate on playing hockey, the last thing you want to be thinking about is your feet.
yeah.
That should just be completely mindless.
Exactly. It should be part of your, I mean, they are part of your body, but like it should be,
yeah.
Like you said, you shouldn't be thinking about yeah. it. You'd be like, oh my gosh, this is rubbing my foot. Because I know like when we've skated, I actually have my own skates now. Not that I'm a skater, but I wanted some as opposed to the rental skates. Mm-hmm. And even those, like they dig into my ankles,
yeah.
which I have some bony ankles anyways. But, you know, like they're still, even though they're my skates, I probably don't wear them enough
perfect.
To. Yeah, they're still kind of like, after so much time, I'm like, I got to get these things off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My feet are barking. Like, we got to get these right. suckers off of here. So I think that's where it's hard because I feel like skates are so, so important. And again, the options are limited here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can do the sizing and, you know, kind of see like, okay, put your foot on here and let's measure.
Right.
And you kind of do those normal tasks to try to get the right size. But there's no like trial period,
right.
you know, which that was like a thing where you could just like try them for like a money back guarantee.
Yes, yes, you know? With free return shipping.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Amazon has me so spoiled. And like, I'm looking on like Bauer and CCM websites and it's like $14 shipping. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to pay $14 for shipping.
I know. Especially if it's like
I'm
normal
so
shipping.
About shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did notice, I think it was CCM that said they have like the insert is like flexible sizing insert or something on okay. all the junior and youth skates.
Yeah.
So maybe that will make a difference. I don't know. We're planning on going to the pro shop probably this afternoon to try some on because yeah. I know they stock CCM.
Yeah.
So
I know. See. Well, and I wonder if that like insert is like you just take it out if it's too big.
Yeah.
Kind of like this is not the same, but like kind of like cowboy boots. Like,
yeah.
You know, you could like we bought some cowboy boots a few years ago for the boys and, you know, they say size 6, but if you take them out, take out the bottom.
Right.
Like, it'll last a little longer.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
the same, but that's my
I mean similar concept,
comparison, so. I guess.
Yeah.
Well, kind of what you were saying, like you're gonna go to the pro shop, like what if they don't have this size? And then
we'll just have to order, I
guess. And now you're having to order and you're going to have to pay shipping. And I mean, again, like, you're not an idiot, but I was thinking, like, am I ordering the right one? Because then you get on the website and there's so many options. And you're like, okay. Like
decision fatigue.
Is this, like, I have too many options. Like, I don't know what the Vapor 2500, I don't know what that is.
Right.
Like, what makes this better than the other Vapor? And then I also think about, like, as it's kind of like a new car, like every year they come out with the new version, right? So it's like, is the new version better?
Actually,
or did they, like, change the logo placement?
Right.
Or the color? Right. Like, what innovation did you actually do? And again, like, for 7-year-olds, you're kind of like, where do I need to fall in this, in this, like, on this scale?
Yeah.
I guess. I know Blaine had some skates that were given to us, which was nice, and he put them on, and I think they were a little bit too big. And skate sizes are weird, too. Like, just because you wear, like, an 8 or whatever, like, that's not usually what you wear in skates. And it's like, so he tried those, and, like, he put them on, and you could just tell that he just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just was not, he did not look confident out there. And then he had skates that were, like, too small, and I couldn't hardly get his foot in there. I was, like, shoving his little 4-year-old foot in there. Like, and they don't understand. I'm like, you know, push your foot in. And I'm like, he didn't understand. But we finally got him some new ones. And it really made a big difference. Yeah. Well, for a 4-year-old, I know, you know, any win is a win. Like, any improvement's good. But you could tell a big difference in how he was skating and how he felt out there. So, and I know you were talking about, like, inserts. Cody, he plays twice a week now, so he's, like, above hobby, but maybe not in the, what is it, what was the other one?
I don't know, serious hockey, but serious, I don't remember.
So he's, like, between hobby and serious, I guess, because he's playing scale, right? Because he plays twice a week now, but he had some skates. They were CCM. He did not like them for some reason. He tried molding them to his feet, which is, like, a heat mold where they, like, put your feet in there. Then he tried these inserts that, like, he bought separate. That didn't work. Then he was trying different socks. And then he tried, like, all these things. He was like, I hate these skates. And we will soon find out, like, adult skates are, I mean, I think they were almost $1,000. I mean, I think they were a lot.
Yeah.
So then he bought some new skates that were Bauer. He liked those better. Again, preference probably, but he liked the Bauer ones better. He still got them heat molded just because that just gives a little more comfort and security. And he still likes the inserts because they give a little bit more cushion. But for him, I feel like he's now a Bauer skate guy. Like, that is what he uses. And that's what Stealth uses, our 7-year-old. Blaine, he has a CCM because his foot's wide. But and I don't think, like, in juniors, the pro shop didn't have that many options. So he got CCM. So I think sometimes when it comes to equipment, It's almost like, not like what your family does, but, like, you know, Cody's a Bauer person.
Yeah.
He has Bauer skates, so then he's going to lean more towards Bauer for Stealth. So now Stealth's probably going to be a Bauer skate person. So, you know what I mean? Like, it just kind of, like, you know what your parents, you just kind of follow suit with what they do.
Yeah.
So I think, that's why, like I told you through text, I was like, apparently we're a Bauer family. I don't know why, but
Bauer, you should sponsor us.
That's right, Bauer. We're on your side, but we also like CCM too.
We do.
So, so whatever, whoever wants to sponsor us, we'll try them out.
Any, you know, lesser known brands.
That's right.
Happy to rep you too.
That's right. Well, and that brings me to, like, the top. This is just the top 4 skates that the NHL mostly wear. And it's kind of funny because number 1 is CCM Jet Speed FT6. Don't know what that means, but it's a CCM brand.
Okay.
The second most popular is Bauer Supreme Mach, so Bauer's second. Then the third is CCM Tax ASV Pro. And then the fourth is Bauer Vapor X5.
So it's just CCM and Bauer.
Yeah, it's like, it could be, like, literally a toss-up.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of, that doesn't really help, to be quite honest. Like,
I mean, I guess it just lets you know they're both good.
That's right. That's exactly right. I also saw that Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid, they wear CCM. So
okay.
That's
vote for CCM.
That's right. And then Patrick Kane and Alex Ovechkin, I don't know if that's how you say it. He wears Bauer.
Okay. So,
and those are all, like, really good skaters. I'm more familiar with Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid. I've seen Ovechkin. I don't know who plays for it. And I don't know who Patrick Kane is. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I know.
I don't either. I need to do better.
That's right. I just know a couple of the main,
yeah,
the
main ones.
I don't know what Connor Bedard wears. Like, he's supposed to be, like, you know, number one little guy. He was like the number one pick. But I don't know. I didn't look and see what he wore. So maybe we need to see what Connor.
Either CCM or Bauer, it sounds like.
He's the kid that his mom, like, he never had fast food. Like, his mom, like, cooked all of his meals or something. Like,
wow.
And now he's an NHL player. Okay, so I guess.
We're screwed.
No more McDonald's drive-thru. So, if you want your kid to be an NHL player, maybe think about cooking and serving all of their meals. No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
I don't have time for that.
I do that a lot, but.
That's right. Not all the time. Another thing that I found was, like, the top five hockey brands. And again, maybe no one cares about this, but I thought this was interesting.
Yeah.
So the top number one hockey brand is Bauer. The second most popular is CCM. The third is Warrior. Number four is True Hockey. And number five is Sherwood, however you want to say it. So I kind of looked a little bit deeper. So Bauer is actually a Canadian company. They started in Canada. Okay. They started, obviously, Canada, Canadian. They started making hockey equipment. Like, that's all they've ever done. So I feel like Bauer maybe has, like, a longevity. You know, they've been there, been around forever. And then Bauer is also known for their, had it written down, their precision. Let's see. Bauer's known for their precision and performance. So I don't know how you measure that. Like, how do you measure precision and performance? Maybe it just sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then CCM, it's number two. It actually started out as a bicycle company.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it stands for Canada Cycle and Motor Company. So that's where you get CCM.
Okay. Do they still sell cycle stuff?
I didn't
see any of that on their website.
No, but from what I've found, I didn't see that. Like, I guess maybe they fully transitioned into
hockey,
which I don't know how that happened.
I know.
Like, there's really
figured out there was more money in hockey.
In hockey, I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, you think about in Canada, I mean, you can ride a bicycle and a motorcycle, but, like, if it snows, like,
right.
I feel like that's a limited time that you could actually, like, ride a bike. But, again, necessary business. But then they transitioned into hockey. And CCM is known for their comfort and flexibility.
Okay.
So, and again, I feel like that can all be subjective.
Yeah,
you know,
agreed.
Cody thinks that Bauer's more comfortable than CCM. So, again, like, you're kind of at a toss-up. Another interesting thing I found was that Warrior started making lacrosse equipment first.
I think we have some Warrior lacrosse equipment. Yeah. Or maybe we have Warrior hockey equipment. Or both.
Maybe
but I do recognize that brand. I know we've got something from them.
Warrior, we have some Warrior pants. And Cody has a Warrior helmet.
Okay.
Because, obviously, like, skates are important, but also your helmet is important. Because what I didn't realize is, well, I did realize this, but, you know, everybody's head is different. But the pressure point on your head of where that helmet kind of, like, digs in. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's, like, adjustable areas on the helmet. But if you've ever, like, worn a hat or had some sort of something on your head and it, like, pushes in an area, like, that's, like, miserable.
It is.
Like, gives you a headache. You just want to rip that thing off. Mm-hmm. So Cody had a different helmet. Hated it because he has, like, a smaller head. But however it was, the pressure points on his head, it was not comfortable. So then he bought a Warrior helmet, and he's loved it.
Okay.
So, and I'm sure that with different helmets, I didn't look that up, but, you know, maybe some are made a little bit wider, or maybe some adjust different ways.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they're all kind of copying off of each other. So it's just kind of, it's all probably about the same.
Yeah. And I'm sure they all have, like, the same safety standards that they have to meet. So any other little tweaks are going to be pretty minor, I would think.
And maybe some of it's, like, proprietary where, like, you know, they don't tell you what fabric they use.
Sure.
But, again, it's all probably about the same.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, as far as safety, that's important. You want it to make you know, you want it to be as up to that standard. It's just how it's adjusted or how it straps on or is it more breathable or whatever. So anyways, I thought that was interesting about Warriors that they started out as lacrosse, which, again, kind of relates, I feel like.
Yeah, the pads and everything, especially on the top half of your body, are very similar.
Yeah.
And I think the sticks are probably made of similar material and that sort of thing.
So it's probably makes easier sense. Transition than bicycles. The third was True Hockey. And True Hockey, they're like an American company, and they're a division of True Temper Sports. And they make all kinds of sporting equipment. Cody, my husband, used to play golf, and he said that True makes like golf equipment. Okay. And kind of the same thing, like golf clubs and like the sticks. I feel like could kind of be in the same line you know, equipment. One cool thing about True, which I didn't realize that this was a thing with sticks, but it's like one piece. Like it's not like a composite piece. Like it's one piece of material.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be more durable because it's like one piece, not multiple pieces.
Nothing that could break.
Yeah.
Or harder to break anyway. Right.
Which I don't know like the science behind making a hockey stick, but you know, I don't know if like they're all kind of like different pieces, kind of like molded or composited together. I don't know. But apparently True is just one
piece.
Yes. Okay. So anyways, if that's important to you. And then the last one was, I'm saying Sherwood. I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
I've seen like at our rink, we have that big bucket and there's a bunch of Sherwood sticks, like the wooden sticks.
Okay. Yeah. That does ring a bell.
Mm-hmm. So I think they kind of maybe started as like a stick company. That's kind of like maybe what they're known for. They're a Canadian company. There wasn't that, no offense, there wasn't that much interesting stuff. But some NHL players still use their sticks, but maybe back when wooden sticks were more popular, that's what people used is that brand. But I don't know. I just thought that was interesting, like kind of how a few of these companies got started. And then like some have just like kind of taken the ball and ran with it. Obviously, Bauer and CCM are, you know, the leaders. And I think as far as like NHL go, I have to always remember that a lot of these people are like sponsored. So if you're sponsored by Bauer,
you're going to use all Bauer.
If you're sponsored by CCM, you're going to use all CCM.
Do teams have sponsorship? Like I know in like NCAA... Like Auburn for years has been all Under Armour.
Okay.
And Alabama has been all Nike. I think Auburn just moved to Nike. But anyways, like, do you know if NHL teams are like that where they're like all Bauer
or all? I'm not sure.
CCM.
I wonder if it's one of those where like maybe they are. I'm just making this up off my head, but just thinking out loud. We're like, okay, you are the Predators and you're sponsored by Bauer, but you are like the best player on the team. And you're like, I freaking hate Bauer.
Yeah.
I want my CCM skates. Yeah. I can't imagine them being like, no, sorry.
Yeah, surely not.
But
so
I don't know.
Maybe all their uniforms maybe would be. Which I don't even know. Do Bauer and CCM even make uniforms?
I don't know.
They may have like Nike uniforms. I don't know.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know how that works. We need to look at the NHL a little bit more, I guess.
I know. Well, baby steps.
Yes, we're learning.
We're totally learning. So I think that, you know, as far, like you said, I can see how a team would be like, this is our sponsor. Mm-hmm. This is what we're wearing. Yeah. But then, or maybe it's like you just said, like certain things are sponsored and you have to wear, but then your stick or your this like would be.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. Another thing I found was like we were talking a lot about skates, but Bauer is the most used hockey stick.
Okay.
So the Hyperlite 2, the Vapor Hyperlite 2 is the number one stick used in the NHL. Number two was the Bauer Nexus Sync, and the number three was the CCM Ribcord Trigger 8 Pro. So Bauer's taking the 1 and 2 spot in sticks. So maybe that might just be their thing. I don't know.
I'm trying to think what brand our stick is. I think it's CCM.
I think at this point with our kids, it's like which one looks the coolest.
Yes.
Or like which color
do
you like the best? You know, like I feel like there's not a lot of thought that goes into it other than this looks cool.
Can I hold it okay?
That's right. I feel like I'm looking over here.
Y'all have a good mix.
We have a big mix. Yeah. A big mix of Bauer CCM. I feel like Stealth had maybe CCM elbow pads, and they were not comfortable. So we had to get him some new ones, and we got Bauer, and he likes those a lot better. So, you know, I don't know if pads are just kind of subjective.
I'm sure they are.
I do know that... The True, like that's kind of like an up and coming, like that True hockey brand. And I saw one of my friends, her little boy's doing Little Toros. They were doing the last session, and she got like her kids all decked out in the True hockey equipment, and it looked very sharp, like the colors and how they did everything. It looked really nice. And my husband was saying that like it's an up and coming brand that's gaining a lot of popularity, and it's a little bit more budget friendly.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Where did she? Did she just get it on their website?
Yeah, she said she got it. I think she went straight to their website. Okay. Yeah. So you have to look into True.
Add them to my list. Mm-hmm.
True was one that like some NHL players wear True skates. Okay. So, I mean, like it's definitely a popular brand.
Yeah.
And I feel like for me, I had never heard of it, but I never heard of any of this crap before. Me either. But again, you always like hear Bauer CCM, mm-hmm. but maybe they just have like the biggest marketing budget and maybe they just have the capacity to shove it all in our face.
They're just older companies. Yeah. So they just have the ability.
Exactly. And just because True is like a newer company or maybe not as deep into the hockey world, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that their stuff is not
just as good.
Yeah, just as good. So I think as far as like choosing and picking, I mean, for your five-year-old, are you going to want to like, okay, well, you know, Sidney Crosby wears this. So this right. is what we got to get.
$2,000 skate.
Yeah. I don't know if that's like really like the path to go down unless you just want to. But I think that, again, they're all probably pretty comparable. Maybe mm-hmm. some is a little bit better. Maybe some's a little more durable. I mean, I feel like sometimes like you get what you pay for.
Sure, yeah.
And just know that. But with kids growing so fast, I mean, it's so hard to buy them the best of the best pads or whatever when you know they're going to grow out of them.
It's hard to justify that investment when they're only going to get maybe one season out of them.
Exactly.
And you can resell some of it or, you know, pass it on to somebody, but you still don't want to spend thousands of dollars on stuff that they're going to outgrow.
I know. That's a hard choice.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Cody Moore, which shout out, I love you, honey. He is going to get the best of the
work
best.
Out.
But he is an equipment person. So like, I just give him a free pass. And I feel like if you're married or whatever, like sometimes you just learn, Just do you. Just there's things that you say.
Choose your battles.
Yeah, choose your battles because like it just doesn't matter.
And if you've got the funds,
that's right.
It's okay.
Sometimes I'm like, where are you getting the money for this?
But don't go into credit card debt for your kids.
That's right.
Sports.
Exactly. And he works hard, and he, you know, and so he bought himself some new skates the other day, and I'm like, whatever. Like, you have a job. He's like, I took it out of my cash. It didn't even affect our account. And I'm like, okay, do your thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like for him, he's going to, like, adult skates, you can change out the blade. Mm-hmm. So, like, he has a guy on his team that I swear he said that his skates are, like, 30 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Cody would ever do that. Like, he's going to upgrade over time. But, you know, like, once you get them suckers, like, broken.
Yeah.
And you can just, like, change out the blade.
Why not?
And you're an old man and you're just playing in the beer league.
Right.
Like, I get it. Like, you just wear your skates and call it a day.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm
probably smelling from the hall.
Oh, but yeah. Apparently, they're pretty stinky and they're pretty ugly.
Yeah, but I would bet.
That's okay. You know, like,
never work.
That's exactly right. But I think that, you know, depending on kind of, like you said, kind of where you're at, like, you could maybe even do like more expensive skates because we know those are important. Mm-hmm. We want those to be comfortable, but like, your pads don't have to be.
Sure.
Or your shorts or whatever. Because, like, I know our little yellow shorts that we wear under our padded shorts, we have a bunch of those. So, you know, you just buy whatever.
Like, I ordered our little shorts from Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're still Bauer. At least some of them are.
Uh-huh.
I think they're Bauer. But, you know, you can find better deals on that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I tried to look for skates on Amazon and that didn't pan out.
Oh, gosh. What
was I don't have anything. I don't know. It's just, like, random off brands. I was like, those are not... They're not like real hockey skates.
Yeah, they're just
so. Made I was to really look hoping like. That they would have some like Bauer or CCM on there so that I could get prime shipping. And if they didn't fit, you know, return them easily. But nah,
I know. Well, because you know, Amazon sometimes has some like really good brands.
They do.
That you're surprised mm-hmm. that they have it on there. So you just, I think it was worth.
Yeah, I was crossing my fingers. But
that's right.
It didn't pan out.
Well, and I told you this over text too, but we have it to where Cody has spent enough money on Pure Hockey that we now get free shipping.
Yeah, that's nice.
So if you want to buy something off of Pure Hockey, just let me know and you can get the free shipping.
I'm not finding it at the pro shop. I may take you up on that.
That's right.
Save me about $14.
That's right. I mean, I know it's only $14, but you know.
I just hate paying for shipping. Like, I'm one of those people, I like spend $50 extra on something to not pay for the shipping,
which is
girl mouth, I guess, but it makes me feel better.
It does. I completely agree. Yeah. One thing I forget about too is like the maintenance of the stuff. So, yeah. You know, like once you get the skates, like you still have to get them sharpened and right. you still have to like, you know, get new laces and, you know, things like that that mm-hmm. I don't always think about. Like the tape. I mean, there's things yes. that you have to like buy that.
I need to buy some tape.
I know. It's just little things that are just kind of like nickel and dime mm-hmm. stuff that you don't think about. Cody was doing the math about like, because he plays hockey, Stealth plays hockey, and now Blaine's going to play hockey. And the cost for us to like get the skates sharpened, like over a certain period of time, we should have just bought like our own skate sharpener. And I was like,
y'all do it and I'll pay y'all to sharpen
ours. I know, right? It's our little business.
Yeah. Hey, hockey moms. We know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games. And unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you. Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code Emily1027 to get 10% off today.
No, so like speaking of, you know, like trying to get equipment, we had thought about like, why aren't there vendors that like go to tournaments?
Yes.
You know?
Right.
And like I saw on the website, it was the research I was doing is talking about how like get advice from experts, like get advice from your coach or the people at the pro shop, go to demo days. Well, there's no demo day
not
here.
Not in Alabama. No. Yeah.
I'm sure up in the north there probably is in Canada and these big schools, but you know, there's just, maybe Nashville, but there's nowhere that like people come to us and like, yeah, we're just not worth it. We're like
our skates.
So far down the totem pole. They're like, y'all aren't gonna buy enough stuff. It's not worth it. Well, and I know we went to Pure Hockey over in Atlanta, and they don't have it anymore. They took it up, but they had synthetic ice on one side, and I guess you could like put on skates and then go over to the synthetic ice and maybe try them out.
That's cool.
I feel like that would be a big benefit.
Of course.
Or even like at our pro shop, which I mean. Pelham, y'all think about this. Like, let me try on these skates. Let me go do a little whirl.
Yeah, take a lap.
Yeah, around the ice, and I'll be back. Which I'm sure I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason that they don't do that. But that would be nice.
Yeah, it would be.
Because you can be like, ooh, I don't like those.
Yeah.
They're too tight on my toes.
Walking in them on the ground is a lot different than stepping on the ice.
Exactly. But no, Cody and I had thought about, like, if you had a trailer, which we do, if you had a trailer and you went to these tournaments, you could. No one steal this idea. If you do, shout out to me. No, I'm kidding. But get a trailer, and you could have like a skate sharpener in there. You could have like areas where you could like dry out equipment. Like you could have like little stations. You could like have equipment drying out. You could have maybe some like, I don't know, merchandise or whatever, so that like in between people could, you know, come in and like get their skate sharpened.
Yeah.
And charge them.
That's a really good idea.
$10 or something.
Y'all
don't know.
Should do it.
I'll sell you some Skittles. I don't know. Like have a little snack
snacks
bar
in there.
But I don't know. I'm sure there's like a.
I'll help you work it.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. I'll hold you to that. We can make a t-shirt. We can learn how to do that press. So we can like make t-shirts. But you know, I just think that those are little things that you don't think about whenever you're at. I mean, which I guess you should probably prepare before your tournament and get your skates sharpened. But what if you didn't? And you didn't have time. I don't know. You just never know. It would just be a nice benefit to like, I mean, if I was in a pinch, it'd be like, pay me $5 or $10.
Right.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's cold. Here's some hot chocolate. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, be like a full service little wagon that we have.
I think that's a great idea.
I know. So who knows? We might jumpstart it for this next tournament season. But yeah, like there's just so many things that go into like maintaining the equipment and getting the right equipment, like making sure your stick is taped and, you know, I don't know. Like there's just so much that us little hockey moms, you just don't know about. And you're trying to, like, Lord, you're just trying to get the shit on and get there and get to practice on time. And then you got to think about this other aspect. But kind of what something that resonated with me is like you said, you did your research. And that's one good thing about our world now is you can, like, information is at your fingertips.
Yes, absolutely.
So you can see reviews. You can, I mean, like I said, I Googled some of this stuff and it came right up. And so you could really dig into it and try to find like what would work best for you.
Yeah, get some good answers.
That's what I do a lot. You know, there's times that I'm like, I don't know if I need this. And then I look at the reviews. I'm like, no, I don't want this.
Right. Yeah.
It's a crappy product. So they save me. So if I don't do reviews. Do you ever write reviews about stuff?
Not often.
I feel like I should
I'll do
that
like
more.
Video reviews on my TikTok.
Right. That's right. Shout out.
But yeah, no, I'm not good about writing reviews.
But I feel like I appreciate when people do.
Same, yeah.
Because then it helps me make the decision. Mm-hmm. I need to be better.
Yeah, I read
that.
Reviews all the time. I know. Especially on like Amazon stuff.
Yeah, all the time.
It's real hit or miss.
But anyways, I don't know if this was helpful. I feel like at the end of the day, you just have to kind of, it's trial and error. Yeah. And luckily, if it doesn't work for you, maybe it works for someone else. Just resell it.
Or, you know, if you haven't used it yet. Most places, I think, will allow returns.
Yeah, I think so,
too. You have to pay shipping.
Again, I know. Yeah. BS. That BS. Well, and you know what? Sometimes, this is how dumb I am. Sometimes, they won't charge. Like, they'll send you a label, mm-hmm. but then they take the cost of the label out of your refund.
Yes.
Like, and I did, it's been, I mean, I'm a 35-year-old woman. It's been maybe a few years that I realized.
Yeah.
That. I was like... Oh, it's free shipping back. No. It's not
You're
free
not
shipping
get all
back.
Your money back.
They're going to adjust your refund. And I was like, oh. So, even us moms and adults, like, we don't know crap about crap sometimes. Like, whatever. But I feel like some of it is kind of like what your friends and family like. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of follow suit. Some of it is trial and error. And you're like, I hate this. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Some of it's reviews of like, hey, these are a little bit more wide, or these adjust on your helmets. Mm-hmm. Like you can kind of get some idea that way. But at the end of the day, we want our kids and husbands, I guess, and ourselves, I want him to be safe, to be comfortable and safe.
Right.
And that's one thing about hockey is there's not that many areas that are not covered.
That is true.
So if you're worried about them getting hurt, I mean, not that it can't happen, but we've basically covered just about every.
They're well padded.
Yeah, just about every area mm-hmm. that you could possibly pad. But anyways, I hope that you found this episode informative and you gained a little information to help you make the best decision for your kids or husband or yourself. We enjoyed making it. Again, 20th episode. Woo-hoo. Go us. again, if we decide that this is, I'm assuming we're deciding this is our last episode of season one, mm-hmm. please come back for season two. There's not going to be a big break, but just like a little hiatus to kind of get ourselves together, and then we'll start posting again. But we appreciate the support. We really enjoy doing this. I really enjoy doing it. I'm just
me
talking
too.
For Emily. She
I do too.
She loves doing this with me. But yeah, we enjoy coming here every week and, you know, hanging out with you guys. So we appreciate it.
Thanks for being here, y'all.
That's right. We'll see you next time.